let's go. We're speaking today about Rav Aaron Cutler and Rav Aaron Cutler on Tshuva. As we said last week, we're trying to understand different personalities and the way that they relate to the mitzvah of Tshuva or the idea of Tshuva. And different people relate to it, again, in wildly different ways. They relate to it differently as far as the sources they use to develop ideas relevant to Tshuva. Rav Itcher Meyer, who we spoke about last week, tends to rely a bit more on certain Kabbalistic Sfarim. You have some book years ago about the B'nai Yisachar, who developed his Tshuva based on Roshei Tevos and Sofei Tevos. You have people that are Lamdanim, that work primarily off of Ma'amari Chazal and Rishonim. You have Rishonim that people develop ideas of Tshuva in their own unique kind of a way. And part of the goal of these Shurim are finding the Mahalchim that work best for us. Our goal today is to speak about Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler, we learned together in Kayetzman, some of the Torah of Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler was Reshiva already in Kletsk in Europe, son-in-law of Gisele Meltzer, one of the great Talmidim of the Altar of Sobotka, of the world of Sobotka. And he is most famously known to many of us as the founder and Rosh Yeshiva of Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood, of BMG, the biggest yeshiva in, certainly at least in America. Rav Aaron was a massive giant of a Rosh Yeshiva. He's fascinating in the sense that he's a very broad kind of a Talmud Chacham. As a Lamdin, his Shi'urim were very, very well known. They were very challenging to follow, the Cheshbon of the Gemara, how it all worked out within the Rishonim. It was very complex. He also wrote Tshuvas, Rav Aaron Cutler, Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. We have Tshuvas of his. We referenced one of this past Monday night, one of a missing Tshuva about the world of Hetzer Mechira. But in the world of Psach, Rav Aaron Cutler, the Kashrus of Gelt, we spoke last year, Levin Kaitzman, some of the Piskei Halacha of Rav Aaron Cutler. He's very Machmir in Zmanim, of when Shabbos should end and things like that. And Rav Aaron Cutler also, as a Rosh Yeshiva, besides being a Rosh Yeshiva and a Posek, he really comes from this world of Slobodka. He really comes from a particular scene of Musar. And part of what it means to come from that scene of Musar was he gave a lot of Sichos and Ma'amari. He certainly spoke a lot. And they published, aside from the Tshuva of Mr. Rabbi Aaron, aside from Mr. Rabbi Aaron on Shas, we also have a little bit on Chumash, but really, you know, some volumes of Sichos and Ma'amarim that Rav Aaron Cutler gave. The second volume of Mishnas Rabbi Aaron is primarily geared toward Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Elul, and ideas of Tshuva. One of the interesting things in giving these Shiurim on personalities about Tshuva is that there are people that write a ton about Tshuva, and there are people that write a little bit less about Tshuva. If we were talking a bunch of years ago about the Sfarno on Tshuva, so the Sfarno, oddly enough, has comments about Tshuva, but it's not like he's a separate Sefer, you know, all about Tshuva. That's in contrast to the Meiri, as an example, that has a whole Sefer called Chibur HaTshuva, all about Tshuva. The Rambam has Hilchos Tshuva. So Rav Aaron Cutler is undoubtedly one of those people that, because they published that second volume, Mr. Biaran, has a lot on Tshuva. Which means that what all we're going to do today is to highlight one small facet, one small piece of the thought and the Machshava of Rav Aaron Cutler. Hold on a second.
That was our attempt to get the booster shot, so somewhat time pressing. Or okay, certainly apologize for that. So for Baruch Hu, we're going to highlight a particular one element of his mahalach in Tshuva, but we're not going to be able to highlight, you know, everything at all as far as Baruch Cutler. In particular, if we had more time, they might ever want to go through his sichos on the chumrah of chait. He has a lot on the impact and chumrah of sin. We're going to focus on a different part for Baruch Cutler. Let's try to begin by framing things a little bit in a way which can be, I think, productive and beneficial. Number one, to understand Rav Aaron Cutler is to understand who his audience is. For Rav Aaron Cutler, he's very much a Klal Yisrael-oriented Jew. He's about building things for the Jewish people as a whole. Part of building Lakewood wasn't just building Lakewood because Lakewood's important. It was building Lakewood because reestablishing Torah Jewry in America, like there was in Europe, was a chash of a thing. Building the world of Eretz Yisrael, he was very much involved in what's going to happen. He was a Klal Yisrael Jew. but the primary audience of many of his sichos and ma'amarim were B'nai Torah. And Rav Aaron Cutler points out, source number one on the sheet here, it's Mishnah Aruch Chelek Beis, page 9, points out that there is this fascinating phenomenon that sometimes people who are learning yeshiva, oddly enough, can take the avodah of Elul and the idea of tshuva somewhat less seriously. Why take it less seriously? Well, because, you know, I'm learning a lot of the day. And even though some of us maybe are a little bit hard on ourselves at times, if you really look around, you're like, I think I'm doing pretty well. And if you compare and contrast maybe where some people that you know are right now, and you're like, I'm an Eretz Yisrael, and I'm learning a lot of hours a day, it's very easy to cultivate a particular kind of attitude. It's a Baron where you feel like, you know what? Things are pretty good. I think I'm sort of in a pretty good place. So Baron Cutler's point is that it's important that we don't view things that way. And the opportunity that we have to learn Torah, the opportunity that we have to become more knowledgeable, also comes with a heightened sense of responsibility. It also comes with a heightened sense of achrayus. And that in general, all people need to be ambitious to accomplish whatever they can. And part of us is about being ambitious, doing our best to accomplish whatever we can. And we are blessed with greater opportunities, which means the stakes are even higher for us. That is part of the idea, part of the idea of tshuva for Rav Aaron Cutler. What's amazing about his sichos is that it's a real blend of Musar and him being a Lamdin and going back and forth sometimes within the same thing. So for Rav Aaron Cutler, just to go a little bit on page 232 there, so Rav Aaron points out that there are different elements of the mitzvah of tshuva. This is all just to frame what we're going to highlight and emphasize. But there are different elements of the mitzvah of tshuva. One of them, one goal of tshuva, if I do tshuva, I won't sin going forward. It's not bad. Forget the past. One good thing about doing tshuva is I'm less likely to violate that avera going forward. Check. Makes sense. Number two, here's a little bit of the Lamdan piece, but it really comes from the Gemara Kiddushin and Mechaschinach, he points out, which is it changes your status. It changes your status. I had a chalos shame Russia. If I do tshuva, I can now get a chalos shame tzaddik. That I can change my stature, my standing, klape the rabbonus olam. Why does that matter? That's a Gemara in Kiddushin. If I'm a Kadi Isha Isha, al menas sha'ani tzaddik, so now I have a status of a tzaddik. The third part, which is the Iker Yisod of Tshuva, is not about preventing sin going forward. It's not about changing my status. The Iker Yisod of Tshuva is to get real forgiveness and to become closer to Ribbono Shalom. Become closer to Ribbono Shalom. Rav Aaron points out that you could have one chel without the other. It could be that you can become a tzaddik and still like a kapara. Could be that you could not sin going forward, but you're still called a rasha. Different elements of tshuva are all there. One of the things that we're going to emphasize for Rav Aaron Cutler, which plays a dominant role, is the idea of tshuva being an opportunity not only to not sin going forward, not only to become a tzaddik, not only to get kapara, but the opportunity that tshuva provides us to become closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. That tshuva is about primarily at its core, lashuv, to return. And here for Baron Cutler, it's less to return to who you really are, but it's really to return to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what tshuva at its core is really all about. To prove that, he points out a couple of things. One is a very famous Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin, where the Rambam writes, Gedola tshuva shemikareves es ha'adam l'shchina. Tshuva at its core presents us with the possibility of getting closer to the Shechina. Closer to Shechina, and he quotes the pasuk, Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. That a person can do tshuva, they can get much closer. Hatshuva mikareves es harichokim. That a person could be distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Emes hayizem moved on Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yesterday I was so far away and distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but now I could daven and wasn't going to answer. V'hayom hu mudbak b'shechina. And now I'm cleaving to the Shechina. Now I'm so much closer. And part of it, for Baron Cutler, is tshuva is the way in which I facilitate and cause an increased relationship and a certain kind of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what tshuva is. It's rebuilding, getting closer to Hashem Yisbarach. That's tshuva at its core. Tshuva at its core, he points out as well, the Gra commenting on Mishlei and the Pasuk, K'mayim apanim lepanim kein leifa adam la'adam, that sometimes our relationship, many relationships are two-sided. So if I treat my wife not well, if I treat her and I'm rude to my wife, so I think we can often anticipate that my wife at some point will have a harder time being as nice and sensitive to me. If I treat my wife in a more sensitive way, so the way that relationships go, they're often mutually, we feed off of each other. We feed off of each other in many ways. So the Gra writes, "Kmosha Adam Davek Hashem Yisbarach Kenkash Baruch Medavek Bo." the more that we strive to get close to Ribbono Shel Olam, so Hashem, the Gra and Mishlei, so number five, the more that we strive to get close to Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem tries to get close to us. So the more that we engage, Rabbi points out, in the midst of tshuva, of trying to return to Hashem, so Hashem's also going to come a little bit closer. Now, what it means, this idea of Dveikus and the closeness, we're going to hopefully, we may define a little bit later. That in general is a big machlokas amongst Baalei Machshava. But Rabbi Aaron certainly speaks about it as far as the ability of a certain kind of connection which is going to take place, and we feed off of each other. So again, what we're going to try to point out is as follows. Rabbi Aaron Cutler, speaking to B'nai Torah, mechayev us to do as big a tshuva, as great a job as we possibly can. Different components to tshuva. A primary one for Rabbi Aaron Cutler is the idea that tshuva is an opportunity to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's an opportunity which is important, whether a person wants to be able to take advantage of. I'll go one step further, which is that's why the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, but the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Tirshu Hashem b'himatzo pra'u b'yoso karov, you should call out to Hashem when Hashem is close. So when is Hashem close? Elu hayamim shebein Rosh Hashanah l'yom ha-kippurim. The Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Hashem Yisparach is closer to us, and because Tshuva is about getting closer, so obviously it's easier to do Tshuva. If Tshuva is about getting close to Hashem, it's easier to do Tshuva when Hashem is more accessible and Hashem is more around. Like it's easier to rebuild a marriage when you're with your wife as opposed to when she's away. That there's a certain kind of closeness that allows these things to happen. What I want to try to do is to point out two contexts where Baron Cutler invokes this idea. Both of them are fascinating. Two contexts where he invokes this idea. Sometimes with Baron Cutler, it's a ha'ara in like Derech Halima, if you even would want. Sometimes with Baron Cutler, the genius of him, so we're not going to really fully be able to appreciate it today, and I apologize for that. But sometimes the genius of Baron Cutler wasn't in the idea per se. It was what he did with the idea, what he explained with that idea, where he took that idea, how he read it into certain Rishonim, how he proved that the idea is true. Sometimes there's like a kernel. The idea that Tshuva is about getting closer to Hashem is not the biggest chiddush in the world. What's impressive about Baron Cutler is what he does with that and where he takes that and how that goes out. So we have the following. We have two main contexts where Baron Cutler invokes this idea. And they're both, I think, fascinating, and they are certainly both very important. Please stay with me. One, the quality of tshuva, which gets done. So Rabbeinu Yonah and Sha'arei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah and Sha'arei Tshuva writes as follows. This is about our color points out. V'nei madregos rabos l'tshuva. Sometimes many of us live in a black or white world, black and white world, where either things are good or they're not good. Either you did tshuva or you didn't do tshuva. And Abaram points out, v'nei madregos rabos l'tshuva, Rabbi Yonah points out that there are different madregos in tshuva. Ulefi ha-madregos, based on how you do tshuva, yiskarev ha-adam el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the higher quality tshuva, the closer you are to Hashem. The lower quality tshuva, so you're not as close to Hashem, but they're all called tshuva. Amnam says Rabbi Yonah, l'chol tshuva timtza slicha, as long as you do tshuva properly, you will get forgiveness. But lo tetar ha-nefesh tor shalem, you're not going to be able to get a certain kind of purity unless you do a higher level of tshuva. That's step one, Rabbeinu Yonah. So for Rabbeinu Yonah, there's something called tshuva, but there are different madregas of tshuva. That in and of itself is not the biggest chiddush in the world. Again, the idea that there's different levels of purity that you may get makes sense. But we know there are many mitzvahs like that. The idea of hiddur mitzvah. Many of us can be yotzei dal minim on different levels. If I have dal minim, you know, it's like when you go shopping for dal minim, you know, especially if you go in a certain place where like they're prepackaged for you. There's like the kosher section. There's the like mahudar olive section. There's like the mahudar, you know, olive section. And there's like the, you know, like the back room where there's like the really, really good. There's different tiers of mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs are like that. It's part of Zekli Van Vey, like Maran Shabbos and Keflam and Gimel, but Kamadav Test. That there's this idea that there's like mitzvahs can be done in higher tiers and higher qualities. Okay. He then points out about Kala that you find an additional step about this idea of dargas in tshuva in a sefer called Beis Elokim. Beis Elokim is a sefer written by the Ma'bit. The Ma'bit is an early Achron. The Ma'bit is most famous, I guess, either for tshuva's Ma'bit, and Machlok is about Shemitah, we'll speak about it a different time, but he's also very well known, the Ma'bit, because he wrote a sefer called Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam. He often tells you, it's very helpful, he often tells you about different halachas, what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan. He wrote a Musar Sefer called Beis Elokim. Musar Sefer Beis Elokim we have in the back. It's over there on the second shelf on the top on the right. It's a paperback copy. You put your hand up. To the left, stop. One to the right. Yes, that is the Ma'bit Beis Elokim. So the Ma'bit has a long section about tshuva.
The Ma'abid has an amazing chiddush, about tshuva, Rav Aaron points out. Not only are there different ways of doing a real tshuva, but as follows. So tshuva involves feeling bad. It involves not sinning anymore. Ne'emar ki edam kishar ha-mitzvos. Tshuva is different than every other mitzvah. How? Ki sha'osech chelek ha-mitzvah, ein lo chelek schar ha-mitzvah. If you do part of the mitzvah of tzitzis, but not all of it, you're not yotzei. If you have strings on three of your corners, but not the fourth corner, you ain't yotzei, you're not yotzei mitzvah. So says the Ma'abit. Not a chiddush, but again, I think many of us know that. If your fourth string would just be ripped off, that fourth corner has no tzitzis at all, you're not yotzei, you know, anything at all. If you're wearing tefillin, and you have, you know, some of the partios in your tefillin, but not all of them, it's a wonderful holy thing, but it ain't called the mitzvah of tefillin. That many mitzvahs, so there's a basic standard, and less than that does not really work the same way. But generally speaking, you know, if you don't have a kezayis of matzah, you have a little bit of matzah, so that's called not the mitzvah of achilas matzah. You're a wonderful person, Hashem may love you, but you're not talking about mitzvah. Says the Ma'abit the following idea. Ulam hatshuva gam ki ena shlema, even if you didn't do complete tshuva. Not like what Rabbi Yonah says, Rabbi Yonah points out, where you did a full tshuva, but a lower level of full tshuva. You pasha didn't do a full tshuva. You did it a little bit. Again, we'll speak maybe a couple weeks about Rabbi Judah at tshuva, which I think is a bigger part of his thought, mitzvah of tshuva. But let's say you do it, even if you only do charata, you feel really bad about the fact that you sinned, but you know you're going to sin again tomorrow. But you feel really, really bad about it. It actually works a little bit. It's not like wearing tzitzis on three strings, not the four string. It actually works a little bit. If you have a zivas achet, I'm done sinning, but you know what? I don't have that much charata about it. It's like this question that comes up sometimes from like counselors in camp. You know, can you be open with the kids that you are teaching, the kids you're hanging out with, about things that you did, you know, at an earlier stage in life? Are you allowed to be open about that? So I remember once hearing from a very wise mashgiach, who said once, you can certainly be open with people, but only if you actually regret it now. You know, if part of you is like still happy you did that in high school, so you don't want to give over the impression to the kid like, yeah, I did that, and you know what, it was actually really awesome. Like, that's not so good. Sometimes a person can have aziva sachet. There are things that I don't want to do anymore, but you know what? I actually don't regret it that much. It was a little bit schmuck, you know? You know what I mean? Says the Ma'abit Mesalkim, that actually also is called part of tshuva. That actually works a little bit. It works a little bit. It's not full tshuva, but even partial tshuva, that's also a chashuv thing. Even partial tshuva is a chashuv thing. There's something very, very beautiful about all of it. It says about color, what's going on here? Why is tshuva different than every other mitzvah? What's the yisod? Why would that be so? It's not true for tzitzis or tefillin. If you take three of the minim and not the fourth of the minim, you're not like, I think I'll do the mitzvah dalamim tonight, like, at least partially. No. Anything which is ma'akiv, zad, you know, you're not, it doesn't work the same way. If you're sitting in a sukkah, but the sukkah, you know, is missing the schach, but it has walls, no one's like, I think that's still pretty good. Still pretty good. It has walls, you know, or like, yes, schach and no walls. And you're like, it doesn't really work a little bit. That's called a bit lase and potentially an isser. It doesn't really work that way. Why is tshuva different? So says Rav Aaron Cutler the following yisod. V'hu chiddush gadol, what the Ma'abit says. But I'll tell you what the pshat is. The yisod hadavar of tshuva is getting closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, or the pasuk in Hosea, Shuva ad Hashem Elokecha, it's about getting closer in a certain sense. Because at its core, the mitzvah of Shuva is about getting closer, whether getting closer means that you got all the way there, or you just got part of the way there, that's also part of the mitzvah of Shuva. It's also part of the mitzvah of Shuva. Part of the godless of this piece, which I think is so beautiful, is that Rav Aaron Cutler, if you pay attention, he opens up by saying Shuva, very high standards for B'nai Torah. He also understands that there may be gradations. But at its core, it's tshuva is getting closer. But one application of tshuva getting closer is as long as you get closer, that counts for something. It's not the ultimate goal. We should strive for much more than that. But even aziv sachet b'li charata, charata b'li aziv sachet, all those things register on some level. All those things register on some level as a little bit of tshuva, as something which I think can work a little bit. So that's what we call an application of Baron Cutler's of this yisod of tshuva getting closer. One way is the tiers of tshuva which can exist. Why is this such an important idea? Because if you read a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, you can get the impression that tshuva, the only way to do tshuva is if you are really positive that you will never ever sin again. And sometimes you're sitting there on Yamim Noran time, and you're sitting there about Shuvah, and you're like, can I really commit to never, ever, ever do this again? And if not, my whole Shuvah is worthless. So of course we're striving for that. But let's say a guy speaks Lashon Hara a little bit sometimes. Could be one time I taught someone, you know, who spoke a little bit Lashon Hara. When you're doing that, or didn't have full Kavana, can I really do Shuvah and say, like, I'm positive, I'm always going to say Shachal the rest of my life with perfect Kavana? It's sometimes just a little bit overwhelming. So I want to try to, but even if you can't fully get there, it's really about mending and building a relationship with the Bono Sholem, and you can go a little bit further. The next application of this for Baruch Cutler is actually not found in Mishnah B'Aaron. It's quoted in a Sefer by an author that a huge Talmud Chacham we speak about sometimes, Rav Warman, Zichron Levracha. Rav Warman was one of the absolute giant. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Hank. If none of you are Hank products, I believe. Rav Warman wrote a bunch of Sfarim called She'eris Yosef, and he was an absolute giant of a Talmud Chacham. When somebody moved Hakam over Blazer Silver, he has Haskamas that are very chashuv. One time we'll share some Rav Warman stories when we have time. But Rav Warman his Sfarim are just absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. He has one of his Sfarim is called Oros Yimei HaRachamim. Oros Yimei HaRachamim is about the Yamim No Rayim. It's an amazing blend of Lamdus and Halacha. Very, very chashuv Rav Warman. Just an amazing giant. He quotes a pshat he heard from Baron Kaler. It's a pshat, which I think Rav Rosenzweig suggested also. I think some quoted from the Rav. It's a beautiful pshat. It's a Parshas Nitzavim idea. So we're like a couple weeks out, but it's a really, really good vort for Parshas Nitzavim. It's a really beautiful idea. There is a pasuk there in Nitzavim in Perek Lamed. What we're going to say right now, the first, I would say, the next 3.5 minutes are world famous. You really got to know this. We're going to talk about the next 3.5 minutes. Then the Baruch Cutler idea you're going to want to know, even though it's not as famous. You want to know it. This mitzvah we're talking about is not beyond you. It's not far away. Lo b'shamayim hilemor is not in heaven. How am I going to get it? It's not way beyond the sea. As many of us know nowadays, the very beautiful niggin. That is actually very, very close. This mitzvah is actually very, very close to you. Wouldn't it be awesome if we knew what mitzvah we were talking about? There is a mitzvah that's very, very close to you. Not in heaven, not that far away. Okay, which one? What is that mitzvah? So the Ramban writes in his Perush Al Torah, commenting on the continuation of the psukim there, what's that a reference to? Ki mitzvah hazos, says the Ramban, that is a reference to the mitzvah of tshuva. The reference to the mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is, karav ilecha davar ma'od, beficha uvavavcha la'asoso, that a person has the ability to do tshuva. They can return to Ribono Sholem in many ways. In many ways, that's part of what the mitzvah is. The Sfarno, the Abarbanel, also understand that this is a reference to the mitzvah of tshuva. Kikar v'lecha davar, it's close to you. You could do tshuva. Derech agav, that idea makes a lot of sense in light of the Mabit. If you understand that tshuva, even a little bit counts, it isn't that hard. It's not hard. Even charata, zivas achay, that counts as something. You felt bad about a sin? It's a partial tshuva. You stop sinning a little bit. That's a partial tshuva. It's not always full tshuva, but we can really get there in many, many ways. Many achronim ask a kasha on the Ramban. How can the Ramban say, ki a mitzvah zos is the mitzvah of tshuva? There is a mefurash gemara in Mesechas Erevin on Daf Nun Hey. Rashi quotes it, that the mitzvah we're referring to is not the mitzvah of tshuva at all. It is rather the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Gemara b'metzia on Daf Nun Tes. Lo b'shamayim hi. Torah is not in heaven. What does that mean, lo b'shamayim hi? We paskin based on our svaras. We paskin based on our rayas. The baskel comes out and the baskel says that we're paskin correctly. Ain mashgichin the baskel. No paskin the baskel. We paskin the cover, we paskin. That's what we do. So what's going on right now? It's a reference to Talmud Torah, not a reference to tshuva. Ask the Achron Makash and the Ramban, how can the Ramban interpret Kiyam Mitzvah Zos as a reference to tshuva? Doesn't the Gemara and Erevin say it's a reference to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? We can all be successful in Talmud Torah. We can all learn well. Which is it? Is it tshuva or is it Talmud Torah? What is the pshat? Says Rav Warman the following beautiful idea. Umikvar shamati, I can say the eighth source number one on the sheet. I'm sorry that I did not, I just messed it up. But if you're following, second column on the second page. But we love the number one apparently. And it is numbers one, two, the fourth number one on the sheet. If you are following our labeling and our numbering. It was late at night. It was really late at night. I always joke, one of the reasons also, I'll just be positive, we sometimes mess up the numbering. My sweet and holy 5-year-old son, a little bit of time ago, about a year ago, thought he had a good idea, which was to clean the mouse track on my, the mouse pad on my computer by pouring water on it. So that messed it up a little bit. So that's some of the formatting issues are sometimes there and present. He's an adorable kid. We love him dearly. And he wanted to clean my computer. What's holier than that? I said, Ari, how much water did you pull? He said, not that much, just like half a cup. Just so you know, just I thought that would be enough. He's very close to Hashem, so it's very good. Says Rav Worman the following. I heard a pshat from Baron Kohler. Hagon ha'amiti. She'amar. De'af de mitzvahs tshuva miskayemes aydei she'yazov ha'chotei cheto. Isn't tshuva really about stopping to sin? Mikol makom chitsha Torah pranosa b'mitzvahs tshuva. I'll tell you another part of the mitzvah of tshuva. If you want to do tshuva, aside from regretting your sins, aside from Kabbalah ala us, I'm not going to do it going forward. The heavy gam kim prat v'chelek b'chefta tshuva v'hu Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is also part of the mitzvah of tshuva. One of the ways that you do tshuva is by learning lots of Torah. How is that part of the mitzvah of tshuva? That's not regretting sin. It's not Kabbalah ala asid. How is learning Torah part of the mitzvah of tshuva? Here's Ron Cutler. V'bir ha'davar hu d'rei tachas ha'tshuva. What's the point of tshuva? Point of tshuva for Ron Cutler. Getting close to Hashem Yisbarach. That's what it is. And guess what? You know what Torah does? That's what Baron Cutler says. Meaning the following idea. Here's just an amazing chiddush of Baron Cutler. Because the real idea of tshuva is to get closer to Hashem, so the primary goal of tshuva is harata. But guess what? There's another way to propel you going forward. It's another way to further that process. You know what's a really fundamental part of the mitzvah of tshuva? The act of Talmud Torah. You know what Talmud Torah is at its core? Let's go again. Talmud Torah also furthers that in a certain sense. There's a lot of rayas of the Talmud Torah and tshuva connection, but one of them is in Shemoneh Esrei. Hashiveinu Avinu, the Sarah Secha, Vekrenka Vasecha, Harotzev Tshuva. That what's one of the ways that we do tshuva? By Hashiveinu Avinu, the Sarah Secha. That's through the act of Talmud Torah that we get closer to tshuva. So says Rabban Kohler, that's pshat in the Ramban. How could the same pasuk ki mitzvah hazos be referring both to Talmud Torah and to tshuva? The answer is because they come together in many ways. They come together in many ways. The real mitzvah is tshuva, says the Ramban, but it's referring to Talmud Torah because through Talmud Torah, a person gets closer, just like the tshuva. The two go hand in hand. Every time a person learns, you know, you walk into a Beis Medrash in the Elul time, you see guys learning morning tzedakah, learning sechas ksuvos, sugya pigiyas mamvel nisu. And you say, a person walks in and they see the world for what it really is. You know what you see? Oh my gosh, a room full of people doing tshuva. A room full of people doing tshuva. Why? Don't think about the vidoy, like the vidoy, like the Erev Yom Kippur list. Like what's going on right now? Massive amounts of tshuva. Tshuva is getting closer to Rabbanu Sholem, and now they're getting closer to Rabbanu Sholem also. In that sense, one of the great chidushim of Rabbanu Kohler is the mitzvah of tshuva can be expanded to form a relationship with Hashem. Not only the way Ma'abit said it, but sometimes a little bit's also good, but also there are other ways of building a relationship and building a connection which can propel you forward in terms of the real goal of tshuva, which is Talmud Torah also. Rav Worman Kedarko Bakodesh points out that this is really even mefurish in that Rambam. Gedola tshuva shemekareves adam l'shchina. It's about getting closer, and Talmud Torah can bring a person also to be able to get closer. And he points out that there are midrashim that sound like this also. Midrash and Sanhedrin also. He points out that the Gemara in Tamid tells us, Kol Osik Bator Belayla Shekhinah Kenegdo. A special time of learning is a learning that takes place late at night. He points out that there's a free like this also. There's a lot of beautiful, beautiful Torah which emerges. Because it's around Kalam understands also in Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, there's another mitzvah which also is really part of the mitzvah of Tshuva. There's another mitzvah which also is about furthering and strengthening relationship to the Baruch Shalom. That mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tefillah. That a person who davens is Omeid Lifnei Hashem. Reb Chaim understood in Rambam that if you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you forget the fact that you're only lifnei Hashem, you weren't really yotzi that much because the real mitzvah of tefillah is that you're standing in front of the Ribono Sha'olam. And guess what? Tefillah is a fundamental part, Baruch Kohler points out, of the mitzvah of tshuva also. Because tefillah is an opportunity to strengthen, to build, to cultivate a relationship with Ribono Sha'olam. And the more that you can strengthen and you can build and you can cultivate that relationship, the more that you're able to experience it in a very, very real and very, very powerful way.
So for Baron Cutler, what we tried to point out thus far, we're going to add, again, a point or two. But for Baron Cutler, we've seen as far as follows. There are different components of the mitzvah of tshuva. But one dominant element of the mitzvah of tshuva, tshuva is by getting closer to Hashem. Because by getting closer to Hashem, so on one level, what that means, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ma'abit, there are different levels of getting close to Hashem. For Rabbeinu Yonah, tshuva at its core gives you forgiveness, but just how pure you are, how close you are, within the level of complete tshuvas, so there are different madrigas. For the Ma'abit, even just a little bit, you got a little bit closer, that also works a little bit. That's something chashem. But the second piece, that because tshuva is by getting closer to Hashem, one should never rely only on the narrow sense of tshuva, get close to Hashem. There are other things we do that can propel us forward. Other things we do that can bring us closer. So one of them is Talmud Torah. Part of the chiddush of Baron Cutler, again, is not the idea that Talmud Torah makes us close to Hashem. Many say that. The brilliance of being able to explain that, how the Ramban fits with the Gemara in Erevin. Because tshuva and Talmud Torah, Hashemino Avinu Sarasecha, Rekamenu Makel Avasecha, Hashemino, but tshuva Shleim Alefanecha. That Torah is part of what propels us for it. That's a very Baron Cutler idea also, because Baron points out a lot, looking, I guess, the eighth source, number two on the sheet, where Baron points out here as follows, V'yisod ha-kol. A person wants to do tshuva, yisod kol ha-kabalos, v'yisod ha-tshuva. You want to be makabal things upon yourself. You want to really do tshuva. So we speak of it sometimes, that like we referenced before, I think last week, that when you're looking for kabbalas sometimes, so having that like gateway, you know, mitzvah, that mitzvah, which is like the opening for everything, is something very important. If you could find a mitzvah, you know, like the way that my wife says it out, it's like the equivalent of, you know, if you get one wish from the genie and your wishes, unlimited wishes. So sometimes it's like, if you can get that, like that one Kabbalah, which opens up the door for everything else. So wouldn't that be more valuable? So for Baron Cutler, last week we spoke about a certain idea that comes from Richard Meyer about finding that core value, which leads to tshuva, about, you know, recognizing the oneness of Hashem in this world, the Inam Levado. For Baron Cutler, tshuva is against going to close to Hashem. So what's the Yisod HaDavar? What can I do to really propel me forward? So he says, Hu Kabbalas Ol Torah La'amol B'Torah B'Chol Kocho V'Smor Hazman B'Tachlis. That the way that a person, if you want to find something to really help you with tshuva, the answer is Talmud Torah. The answer we would add is also Tefillah. The things that are going to bring you closer to Hashem, it makes all of tshuva so much easier. Ki Ayidei Torah, through learning to Yasharis L'Kayim Kol HaKabbalas HaLatova. Then you can really be Mekayim everything, and you can really do just an unfathomably, you know, powerful job through the mitzvah of tshuva itself. I want to just chazer, and then, and we have chazer already. I want to just develop a particular additional idea here, which is going to be important. I think if I can contextualize things, I hope that that's okay. When people write about tshuva, so people all have their unique perspectives about tshuva. One of the things which always struck me is that often with real Bali Machshava, it's like the Piyazetzner writes in the Sefer Tzav HaZeiros. Piyazetzner writes that there are individual people. So the same way that you can open up a comment of a Rambam, and if you're familiar enough, let me give you a final example. If I give you a source and I didn't say who wrote it, there are particular ideas that you would be able to say, I think I can identify the author. If I gave you a Tosfos and didn't say on the top that it's Tosfos, there's a good chance that you'd be able to identify, or at least make an educated guess, I think that could be Tosfos. Why? V'im Tomar, the V'yesh Lomar. A question from one Gemara, different way. You would say, that could really be Tosfos. Okay, could it be that you're off and really it's someone else? Yeah, but you can make an educated guess that likely it's really considered to be Tosfos. That's true with a lot of different svarim. Think about it as far as Rebbeim and Shalvim. If every Rebbe and Shalvim had to write a Dvar Torah, and you had to line up, or every Rebbe and Shalvim were a Sefer, and you had to line up that Sefer with that Rebbe, there's a good chance that many of us would be able to do so with a degree of, you know, you see Rav Yamer Sefer, which is about like, it's basically she'elahs that are written up. You can probably get a guess like, I think it's, you know, it's about Lifnei Iver, if I didn't guess it, which I would say, I think it's probably, that could be Rav Yamer's, you know, Sefer in a, you know, in a certain sense. You find a Sefer, a Kuntres, about, you know, the history of Rishonim. You don't have to know that much to know, well, only one of us has a PhD, you know, in the history of Rishonim. The smart money is on Rabbi Leibowitz, you know. Different people can identify those kinds of things. Yes, when you write an article about, you know, Kashrus and Eretz Yisrael, and about, like, you know, things that you're like, can that be Rav Rafa? Is that a possibility? There's, you know, the blend of Kabbalah and Kashrus, and you're like, I think this is probably his Torah. You know, I think this is probably him. Many of us can, like, identify that on some level. When people write about the mitzvah of tshuva, what you'll often find is, what they write about tshuva is not that surprising, given everything else that you may know about that person. But Piyazetzner gives a charge that every person he thinks can get to that madrega where they could share an idea and someone would say, oh, that's such a him idea. It's a him idea.
Rav Aharon Kotler, this is a great example. Everything he does and says about tshuva is so Rav Aharon Kotler. It's so Rav Aharon Kotler. And the more you learn about Rav Aharon Kotler, the more you may be struck by that phenomenon. The Mekoros he quotes of certain Rishonim and Ma'amari Chazal, of Bali Musar, Rabbi Saul Salant, the Mekoros he quotes, to add Mishra B'Aharon Chilek Beis, it's classic Rav Aharon Kotler. The blend sometimes of Musar, but also the lumdus of like, can you be a Rasha, but also get Kapara? Could you be a Tzaddik without Kapara? Could you isolate factors? Can I bring Raya? Even he's like, his Chakiras are like, well, Tshuva Meyira, the Gemara in Yuma says, is the Donos Nasas Kishkagos. Tshuva Me'ahava, the Donos Nasas Kishkuyos. What the status of Tshuva of Yira Romimus? Not Yira's Onesh, but Yira from Oa. Is that more like Tshuva Yira? Shkago is a more closer to Ava of that than Chakira. It's like Chakira's in the Musar. It's the God was the Rav Aharon Kotler. It's apparent. One of the dominant things that Rav Aharon Kotler always speaks about is this idea of Talmud Torah. And part of what he was rebuilding, people he was addressing, was about the rebuilding of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah can get kulam. It's shako can get kulam mitzvos. And even though lots of things are mitzvah shkulos, not like Talmud Torah, that's really Kenega Kulam. That's a different kind of Chalos entirely. And for Rav Aharon Kotler, Tshuva, important as this, it's of course coupled with Talmud Torah. And Rav Aharon has a Mechanich, understanding the Madrigas of Tshuva. It's so Rav Aharon Kotler, everything we're seeing here, is not a bad Hakdama to the thought of Rav Aharon Kotler. Tshuva at its core is about getting closer to Ribono Shel Olam. And there are Madrigas and ways of getting closer. And the way you get closer, there are things that we have to help propel us going forward. Nothing's as good as tshuva, but everything counts. And whatever brings you closer a little bit, you know, is there. Part of the godless of Baron Kotler is step by step, mamish, step by step, you get a little bit closer. But there are ways of really building. Hashivenu avinu sarsecha v'karvenu makinu lavodosecha. And we should be zocha for about that. Every morning seder, we're engaging in mitzvah of tshuva. We're engaging in mitzvah of tshuva. It requires still a ziva sachet, it requires that, but that's also like bringing us closer, which is the goal of this time period. The goal of this time period. It's most pronounced in Aseret Shmei Tshuva, but in the first moves of Aharon Kotler there, Ani Vado Di Vado Di Li, the month of Elul is also about me and my beloved. It's about that Gra Mishlei, Kein Lefa Adam La Adam, Kemayim Apanim La Panim, that there's a certain kind of connection here. The more that we take steps, Hashem takes steps, Hashivenu, you know, that we have this opportunity to get closer in a certain sense, and we should be blessed with that opportunity to cultivate and build a certain kind of relationship for Aharon Kotler, Torah Yisod HaYisodos. That's how you do it. Through serious Talmud Torah. He points out, obviously, while all Talmud Torah is great, there's an element of Limud HaMusar, which is even more critical towards this. It's even more directly focused towards building it. But it's all there. We should be zocha to do Tshuva Shlema and to be able to appreciate it. But even if we can't do Tshuva Shlema, every step closer to Ribono Shel Olam, it's a chash of a thing. It's a chash of a thing. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.